Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God. This is crazy.
What's up, doggies? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's a Wednesday. We ain't fucking around, niggas! International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. What's up, dude?
We certainly are not.
What a show. What a show. Three guests today, which is a rarity. Shannon's just fucking booking overtime, connecting with the boys. Shannon's very horny. I think that's what's going on right now. So she was like, the more penises in the room, the better it is.
Three white guests,
she's
but
speed dating now.
Yeah,
I know. I heard.
Look yeah, her that. Boyfriend's
God
on speed.
Bless him. Yeah.
Three white guests, but the lowest form of white possible.
Yeah.
The three of us Megazord to make one black dick.
Are you guys all Italian?
What?
Are you all Italian now?
No, I wish.
Wait, you're not. You said you wish?
Yeah, sometimes. Just got done The Sopranos. That shit rules.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the High Society Radio Show and Notes of a Goon, Chris Vega's on the show.
What's going on, guys?
You know, from Durag and Deer Tag, Rob Cruz back on the show.
It's a boy. Less podcast, guys.
By popular demand.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And then from No Offense, but Doug Yurum. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Yurum.
Hi.
That's what's up.
Hi. Man.
What's up, kid?
Great to be back, guys.
A regular. Doug Yurum, a regular here on the Real Ass Podcast. Yeah. Love him.
Wow.
Doug, I have to make a confession to you.
What I do?
Your venison jerky was delicious.
It was great.
Oh my God,
you liked it?
Lewis left it here for a week.
Where's my venison jerky? I was just like, wait a minute, where'd my venison jerky go?
Oh, me and Zach ate it.
You ate it all? It's in your tum tum.
No, it's long gone from my tum tum. We gave you a week.
I opened the fucking refrigerator like a few days later. I was on Lev's podcast and I opened it and it's still sitting there. I'm like, God fucking damn,
sorry.
I killed this deer. I forgot about it.
I gave it a week and then me and Chris got drunk and ate it.
Good. It was good. I'm glad it was pretty good. Go to waste.
Fucking great.
Do you have more?
No, I got to kill another one this year. I just got rejected from a hunt from a bad background check.
What do you mean?
Cocksuckers. I had a fucking citation from years ago.
What type of citation?
It wasn't even my fault. Somebody stole my shit.
Call them the N-word.
And someone steals my stuff. The game warden comes. And I'm like, yeah, somebody stole my fucking thing. I just want it back. He goes,
they're like, sir, you're not allowed to kill black people.
Yeah, he goes, you can't have your tree stand in Patterson. So I was like, I want this back. I'm not going to press charges against the guy. I just want my fucking stuff. But fucking $400. He goes, so you're not going to press charges? I said, no. He writes me a citation for interfering with an investigation, even though I was the one that made the fucking complaint.
What?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So now I'm rejected from this fucking town hunt.
What town hunt? What is this town hunt?
It's some fucking hillbilly town in Reddington, New Jersey.
So and this was like multiple people were going on a hunt?
Yeah. It's like you get to hunt in pretty much people's backyards because they just want population control.
Okay. So what were you going to hunt?
I think you're describing the movie The Purge.
Yeah. Dude, you have to see the size of these houses we're hunting behind. Fucking gigantic.
Massive. And they're like, hey, get these fucking deer away.
Yeah,
they
don't want to hit their
Lexus. They're eating our berries.
Yeah, exactly. My $1,000 flowers, they're eating all those.
Is that what happens? They come and they fuck with flowers?
Yeah, these people spend
them. They think their flowers are more valuable than deer life.
Exactly. When you're spending $6,000 on landscaping every month, dude, the fucking house.
Deer are not pests. Deer are not fucking pests, okay? Raccoons, they're pests. Yeah. Deer are fucking beautiful, majestic creatures.
They are beautiful creatures.
Yeah, you don't have to. They're not pestering
anybody.
Beautiful,
delicious creatures.
Yeah, beautiful, delicious creatures that give you a lot
of meat. Dude, if raccoon tasted like deer, we would hunt raccoon.
We would, yeah. We would. There was fucking deer in Central Park.
Did you kill them?
No, and coyotes. And there's a lot of coyotes there, too. But I got rejected this morning.
Really?
Son of a bitch.
Were you bummed out?
Yeah.
Are you?
$125 gone.
So you had to pay a fee?
Yeah.
And then
non-refundable. Wow. So now I'm fucked.
That sounds like a scam.
Yeah, it does, right? When I first heard that, I was like, this sounds like a
You know what you
bullshit.
Should do?
What's that?
You should hunt the hunters.
I should.
You
I should.
Should
ruin their time.
You should fucking should go, get a sniper rifle and just blast their fucking heads off for rejecting you.
Every Bring time some they're fucking about dude to shoot jerky. A deer, I shoot it in front of them and be like, what happened?
This no, you mine. Should dress like that. A deer.
That's a great idea. Like that,
and then mock them, call them gay. You can't shoot shit, you fucking queers.
Yeah, you guys can't. You couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a shovel. You guys suck.
Oh, shit. Well, look, I'm sorry, dude. I wish we can. Yeah. Can we do something? You can still hunt, though, right?
You're I'm hunting other places, but this one I wanted.
This was a specific. Why was this one so sought after?
Because of where it is. Like I said, it's population control. So there's a ton of deer. They're not used to being hunted. They don't trust their guard up.
Yeah, exactly. They walk right up to your gun.
Yeah. You put bread in your hand, you stab them on the other side.
Was this going to be a bow or is this going to be a shotgun?
A bow, yeah.
Not a shotgun, a rifle.
Yeah.
Bow hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You take the deer out drinking. You get up in the front seat. Pick up some Danish for Belle. And you
pick up some nice day. Well, I'll never shut the fuck up.
They just advertised to me. You probably have fun doing this. They just advertised to me in my Instagram algorithm or my Facebook algorithm, actually, like an archery games type place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Where it's like
virtual?
No, archery tag.
It's like archery tag. Yeah, it's essentially like paintball with bow and arrows, they're like, I'm assuming, I mean, they're not real bow and arrows, obviously, but
they're real bows. It's just the arrows have like Nerf balls at the end.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Really? There's no way they have as much fucking.
It's like a kid's bow. It's like a small one, like a small recurve.
That would be so much fucking fun.
Yeah. So you just go and you're on a course and you're fucking just.
Wow.
Like, try to find that. Where
other
is this
people?
Place at?
You want to talk about sharpening?
Yeah, other
that's crazy.
There used to be one in Queens that you could do. There was an indoor paintball place in Queens where you could do that.
And then the archery stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That is a lot of fun.
That is fun. Paintball was fun. I used to have fun playing paintball when I was a kid.
I got fucked up playing paintball. One in a million shot went between my face mask and goggles, hit me right in the temple. I was out like a fucking light.
Oh, put you out?
Dude, it knocked me right out.
You must have been like Gorbachev.
Elephant man with a fucking hump on my fucking head. And then the game ended, and apparently I was still like laying there.
I thought you said the game ended. What did the game men do? And then the gay men, they did
then
something.
They painted my balls. Yeah.
They painted my asshole white, if you know what
face.
I mean.
I don't know what happened here.
Lou, I just saw a thing online that it reminded me so much of you. I think it's called a stinger. It's something where you take a paper clip and bend it the other way, and you could walk behind people and snap them.
With a rubber band?
No. It's like you take a paper clip, but you bend it the other way and make a little hook.
Yeah.
And when it touches, it snaps, and it hurts like a bitch.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I guess the thing kids do, like, prank each other.
Yeah.
And it sounded like the most Lewis shit I've ever heard.
If I had Instagram when I was a kid, so my algorithm has also turned into, like, had him, like, make, like, little miniature weapons out of, like, just every... It'll be, like, popsicle sticks and a pen. And then it's like, no, this will actually fucking kill somebody.
That's
and it's
amazing.
Like, yeah, with, like, two rubber bands, a popsicle stick, and a pen, you can make, like, fucking little fucking crossbows that'll murder people.
But you see, there's a whole fucking YouTube channels dedicated to making jailhouse fucking weapons.
Of course, I'm sure.
It's fucking great.
Oh, did you see that UK British prison guard getting just railed by the prisoners?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
What do you mean when you railed?
Fucked.
Like homosexual.
Fucked. Like a lady.
No, it was a lady prison guard.
There's video of it?
It's kind
of
blurry, but she does look fairly attractive.
Let me see.
She's hot.
Wait, this was consensual? Or she
this
was...
is consensual. She's sucking his dick.
What a whore, dude.
Right in front of the camera.
Sometimes women just love sucking dick.
And I heard she's married with kids.
She knows the camera's there, too. It's like,
no, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. She's looking into the camera later in the video.
No way.
They have a computer.
A lot of AIDS.
This is a movie, you know.
Oh, she's a prison guard too. How diabolical is she?
She's hot. Yeah.
I mean, this happens every once in a while where you find out that this is just going on.
How diabolical is this bitch?
How do they even have cigarettes?
By the way, it's like...
I mean, if they're fucking prison guards and filming it with phones...
Yeah. They obviously have a Kinect.
Yeah. Cigarettes is the easiest thing to get in that fucking place. They
had a TV in there. They're... probably playing PlayStation.
This is her?
That's her?
Yeah, she's her.
Oh, my God.
Wait, go back
oh, my God.
Lock me up.
She might be new Top Girl. Wait, are you kidding me, dude? This bitch is toy.
Get the fuck out of here.
It says that she's a swinger. Her and her husband are swingers.
Her husband said, get the video and bring it home to me.
Wow, this was her husband's idea.
Yeah.
Doggy. And then they had the prisoners were like, yo, bitch, man, give me this one back.
That's fucking crazy.
That's what happened.
Yeah, but who are they swapping with in prison? Usually swingers swap. But it's just like, they're all
no.
That's more.
If you're a swinger, you're into your wife getting fucked.
That's true. That's a good point.
There's two types of swingers. There's guys that are trying to cheat on their wives and help their wife box.
Yeah.
Or unwillingly fucks a dude. Like, doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. Oh, I see it.
I thought that was half barks, half squawks. It's like, run.
English way of moaning. They block.
I mean, she is getting railed by the dogs.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Or there's dudes that I think genuinely enjoy watching their trick gets fucked.
Like a cuckold fucking thing. I see.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the race you swap with.
Yeah. That would make a big difference.
Pretty, does black make a cuck?
That's pretty wild. So I'm assuming she lost her job, obviously.
She was arrested.
Arrested?
Yeah. Wow.
Why put her in the place where she wants to go?
Yeah, they put her right back in that cell. She's like,
yeah, there you go. Cell block.
She was arrested.
Yeah.
Come on.
Poor girl.
Come on.
What is this country coming to?
Leave her alone.
We got criminals running the streets and these fucking angels are being arrested.
What's wrong with these fucking criminals, though?
I mean,
they're snitching
the...
on themselves. She's a fucking goer. We always like shit on all those kids who fucking talk about fucking the teacher.
Unless the phone got like confiscated.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
I feel like you would get caught.
Do we know how
they... Or they're dumb criminals and they put it on the internet.
Yeah. It seemed like there was a computer next to them. I feel like they're the ones that put it on the internet.
Do we know how the hell it got out there, Shannon?
It just says in the article that when the other guards became aware of the video. So it doesn't say how.
So they heard them talking about it.
After I jerked off to it, I told the authorities.
Yeah, why would the guards even tattle? I think you get a piece of that, maybe, and fucking you get the video.
That was wild. Good for her.
I think you blackmail her, and obviously she enjoys those.
She doesn't wear blackmail. That's pretty fucking wild, Shannon.
That is.
Is there any more photos of her?
Shannon, are you Shannon, is that sort of the fantasy fucking, for you?
I mean, that's the opposite.
Is that
Shannon,
a little?
She likes cops.
She also likes prisoners too. She's had
both sides.
Would that be a little bit of a fantasy for you, Shannon?
No, that's
because they're black.
Yeah,
you can say it.
I think they were Arab.
She's a foot away from a prison toilet.
Yeah, this is very grimy. Also,
Shannon, have you ever been fucked in a bathroom of a bar?
So
that's a yes.
Shannon, turn the sexy music on, please, and then answer this question.
Grew up on Staten Island.
I grew up in Brooklyn. I didn't grow up in Staten.
I think it's so funny because I would never fuck in a bathroom now.
Yeah, but all the time when yeah.
Almost exclusively.
No, me and my ex would like do like public shit. We would go to like a fucking dressing room and shit like that, and never a bathroom, I don't think.
A bathroom.
You never fucked in a bar bathroom? I really
No. I have fucked in a bar bathroom. Not
no,
recently,
please.
Oh yeah.
No.
Sure. Don't get me wrong. It's not my preferred place to fuck. But
no,
yeah.
I mean, I would fuck in public, but a bar bathroom is just number one. It's just like people are fucking, you know, really walk in. That's kind of weird. And then you smells like shit or piss or
That's the turn off point.
Yeah, you don't
smell as shit.
You don't want to get caught.
A loaf.
Back in the day,
isn't that the appeal? Kind of the fear of getting caught.
Kind of. It's just about being a hornball and getting off and fucking doing it and like. I think now it's not the same thing. Like back in the day, I'd be fucked up in a bar. I'm like, I'm never going to see this chick again. I got to, this is it.
Yeah, that was actually just the point, is that you didn't have to then leave with the girl.
So, yeah, actually, this is really what it is, right?
That's
so the reason, it's not even that I've grown out of it. It's just that situationally, I'm never at a bar where I'm like, oh, I can only fuck this chick right now or that. So usually you're cheating. Yeah. You can't bring her home. That's what's going on.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I've just, when I get chicks now, it's not based off of me standing in a bar and buying a girl a drink. It's based off of me being a comedian, either getting off of stage or a girl will DM me or fucking... I don't meet chicks through any other means at this point. Or I'll meet a comic or a comedy club waitress. But, like, it's never, like, fucking... If you look at the past, like, half a decade of the women that I've sort of like hooked up with or dated, that's been simply it. There's never been a random girl that I just been like, yo, let's go fucking hook up.
Yeah. I feel like that doesn't happen as much as it used to. Like the
I think
random
it probably
girl.
Does. We're not 22 years old. Yeah, I think true. When you're 22 years old and you're just out at bars getting fucked up, I think kids are fucking just as much as ever, if not more.
But they say these kids, like,
they probably feel safer too because everyone's got social media. So you go like, oh, it's not like a fucking real one night stand. One night, the genuine one night stand is almost completely gone.
Yeah,
like an actual.
Vacation one night stand exists.
Look at me. Yeah. What bitch is coming up to me being like, ooh, let's go have a one? Like I'm such a fucking ogre. Like I'm just
the one,
like,
the one you bought 32 shots for.
The fat bitch with a Misfits T-shirt.
But even that, like fucking.
I'm right here.
That's how me and Zach met. I bought him 32 shots, and now he's the podcast co-host.
Yeah, it's beautiful, dude.
But yeah, even hooking up, going on vacation, and randomly hooking up with a girl—that seems.
And plus, I feel like now the new "let me get your numbers," "let me get your Instagram."
Yeah, that's true.
Throw it in the DMs.
It's weird. You asked for what I was saying. You asked for a girl's fucking number, and they were so hesitant to give it to you. It's like, I don't want your fucking Instagram. This is retarded. I never was big on getting the Instagram. It was either your number or nothing.
I mean, I'm old school. I'm traditional. But I understand, like, it is the times now.
Yeah, what's the difference? Who cares?
It's fucking dead.
She wants the ability to block you if she decides you're gross.
Also, you can block my number. You can block the number, too. Yeah. But also, Instagram is better. I mean, not only can I reach out to you and contact you and call you. I could have an audio call. I could have a video call. Yeah. I could jerk off to all of your pictures. I can go back to before you were 18.
You can
look at those photos.
Too, yeah.
I mean, how far does this thing go back, bitch?
You can take a look at her mom immediately, see if the mom's in ugly.
You were so much hotter when you were playing volleyball in high school. Jesus.
See if there's a friend you like better.
Hey, you still got those shorts?
Why? You really put on weight, fatso.
Yeah. God. So, Jesus. No, I feel like Instagram is way better. It's an insight into everything.
Yeah.
You could also, like, you let her know you're creeping on her. That's a way to flirt, too, is, like, liking her photos and fucking being in her DMs. It's a whole other thing, dude.
Yeah.
There was a cool thing. I used to have an office job for a little bit, and then I would add people on LinkedIn who I worked with, and then there was this one chick who I added on Instagram, and she had fat tits. And that ruled.
Hell yeah.
And that was a fun experience going from the LinkedIn where they're like talking about, you know, fucking business jargon. And they're like, that's great. Crush this quarter to them in Miami just fucking jiggling those heavies.
Slap bags. I love it.
Digital, take the glasses off, shake the hair out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, wiping a tear from my eye.
It's a beautiful thing.
And my penis.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah, you get to see everything that's going on. A lot of you get to go back and find some bikini photos.
This bitch is made out of.
Yeah, make sure.
You get to see the shit she likes so you can pretend to be interested in her. Yeah.
I love fucking Broadway plays.
How you gonna manipulate a bitch with just a phone number, doggy?
That's a good point. Damn it.
You're right. It's very smart.
I have a nonna, too. Look at that. Amazing. Both Italian.
Yeah, some guys really play that game. So what Ralph do? Ralph would play the game of like...
Ralph had the biggest manipulating scheme I've ever heard in my fucking life. Remember he said it right here on the podcast?
Which one?
Where he would look up the hashtag NYC and see who the tourists were and then hit them up, whoever...
Or wherever he goes. He'll be in Miami and his hashtag Miami and then do proximity and then have girls near him. He'll fucking just DM... And I mean, I'm assuming one out of every 1,000 girls don't scream like, ah, it's a monster. What is this?
As they're getting a DM from Jaws from fucking. Yeah. I see that big fucking tombstone head sliding through your DMs. That's terrifying.
But it works once in a while. If you could remove yourself from the emotion of being rejected.
Polynesian statue wants to take me out to see fucking Warrant.
If you could remove yourself from the fucking feeling of rejection, I mean, that's all it is. Just keep on fucking, just go for it.
Yeah. You're going for the home run record. You strike out a lot. It's just coming.
Of course. Down. Also, if you want like really high quality bitches. Also, sometimes it's just a timing thing, right?
Yeah.
Bitches are stupid as shit. They believe in serendipity. Dude, bitches are dumb, dude. You'll hit them up on the right day.
I can't believe we just saw each other here.
Yeah.
Fucking moron. Yeah. This bitch will literally just be in a mood. She'll be smelling her crystals or whatever. And she'll be like, oh my God. This guy DM'd me when I was in Miami at the beach as well. Yeah. I was there. Yeah. He was there. The universe brought us together. This dippy broad. There are those idiots that are just out there. 100%.
And he messaged me at 8:24. That's my lucky number. Yes, look at that. It's all signs.
Yeah. Women are fucking genuinely retarded.
Yeah.
Message any chick at 2:22 and she thinks it's the universe.
Yeah. Oh my God. What? That's when my aunt died.
It's 11:11.
Look at that. It's 11:11, and I made a wish for to find a good man, and here you were.
Yeah. Anyway, let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. Capsulite, longtime sponsor at this point. They make going out and partying so much better because you don't have to worry about that awful feeling the day after drinking and partying, because Capsulite has you covered. It is truly the most potent product on the market. And what you do is you take this during your night out drinking and before you're drinking. The next day you wake up, you feel like $1 million.
Uh-huh. It's doctor formulated. It supports your liver and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol, which is the cause of symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. It comes in a fun little portable packet you can take right with you to the bar, the club, or, I don't know, comedy festival?
Right now, just go to Capsulite.com. We have a great deal for you. We're going to give you 30% off your entire order today when you use the promo code GAS. Promo code G-A-S at Capsulite.com. That's C-A-P-S-U-L-Y-T-E.com. Use that promo code for 30% off. All right, where were we? Let's do our plugs. We're just getting started, boys. What a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday show, folks. Let's go. Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. And we have a lot to talk about on today's very special Wednesday show. Shout out to everyone coming out to Ontario Improv tonight, Ontario, California, July 3rd. What are you plugging on?
Wednesday, I will be at the Comedy Dojo. This comes out Wednesday, right? So today, I'll be at the Comedy Dojo. Come on out. I'll be there. A lot of fucking guys from that listen to this podcast from that area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah, yeah. Amazing. Yeah, North Central Jersey.
Yep.
Chris.
Just go check out the podcast and check out my social media at Chris from BKLYN, Twitter and Instagram.
Rob Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Check out just Durag and the Deer Tag, man. Patreon.com/Durag and the Deer Tag. Just 3 whiz kids from Philly coming up, baby. And check out Good Boy Comedy and Danny Dubs. Shout out.
Love it. Zach Amico.
Friday, July the 12th, I'll be in Beckley, West Virginia at Jimmy's Place. Saturday, July 13th, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky at Never Say Die Bar. Sunday, the 14th, I'm in Lexington, Kentucky. The following week, on July the 18th, I'm at the Ruins in Dallas, Texas. And on the 19th, I'm at the Creek and Cave. And I got further dates to announce in D.C., Baltimore, Staten Island, and a bunch of other fun shit coming up.
Fuck yeah, guys. Go to lewisofskanks.com to check me out on the road. This week, Greater Los Angeles area, Ontario Improv tonight. Friday, I'm at the Comedy Store, 2 shows with Kim Congdon. And then Sunday, I'll be at Oxnard Levity Live, Oxnard, California. Then I'm coming back to New York City July 10th. We got a Regs taping at the Gramercy Theater. And then I'm going down to Austin for The Depraved at the Creek and Cave on July 11th. Crazy lineup. Matt McCusker, Duncan Trussell, Brian Holtzman, and more. And then I'm going to be in Fort Worth and Dallas with Naeem Ali, your podcast co-host, coming with me on those shows as well. And then I got Pittsburgh coming up. I got Cleveland, New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana, and many more. That's all just coming up in July, baby boys. So I'm going everywhere. So check me out on the Mediocre Tour. All brand new material. All fucked up, hilarious material. You guys are going to love it. It's the best shit I've ever done. So please come out and support the tour. And if you guys love this show, subscribe to Gas Digital. The number one fucking way you can support this show is by subscribing. Use the promo code RAP. That's how we get a little kickback for the show. That unlocks thousands of fucking episodes that are not available anywhere else. Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, High Society Radio. I mean, these are heavy fucking archives. These are archives with thousands of fucking episodes, thousands of hours of uncensored ad-free content. All the shows are uncensored. They're all ad-free. If you hate censorship on YouTube and all these other platforms, the number one way to consume these shows is the way that we do them on Gas Digital. You could watch the live streams as they premiere, the way that they're meant to be seen. And we have a bonus episode every Friday that comes out. Our Friday show only goes out to subscribers. Brand new apps for iPhone and Android. And Casting is officially launching any week now. I would say within the next week or two, we'll be able to cast your television right from the app. So, very excited. A lot of new stuff always happening here at Cast Digital. And we're launching 3 brand new shows. 3 new shows. We're announcing them in the next couple weeks. They're going to be launching all throughout the end of July and August. And we're really excited about the future of Gas Digital and where we're going. Constantly creating new, incredible opportunities, incredible content. The best podcasts and comedy shows that are available on the internet. We're expanding, always constantly expanding, looking to make it a better platform and a better experience for our subscribers. So thank you guys for subscribing. You guys are truly the best people on the planet. Okay. Whew.
I wanted to say the N-word so bad.
You can say it. You're fine.
Excuse me.
Hawk to a Girl was on stage with Zach Bryan. That was a big thing this past weekend.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, people like Hawk to a Girl.
Yeah, she's a sensation now.
She's a sensation.
Yeah. Did she lose her job for that?
Did she?
She did. She was like a preschool teacher, some bullshit, and then she got fired.
I think we talked about that. I think that wasn't true, right?
That's not true?
Maybe fucking it is. Instagram, you hear all these things. You never know what's fucking true anymore. Whatever. Good for her. You know.
Yeah, you got to capitalize on it.
As of 3 hours ago, it says she has not been fired from her job as a teacher.
Oh.
Or she was a teacher. I heard all this other weird shit about this lady. Like, she was like, her dad was a preacher, and fucking there was something else going around that she got signed to an agency. That was
I heard that too. Is that bullshit?
That was also not true.
Oh, what the
fuck? She wasn't signed.
I was hating on this bitch all weekend thinking that that was fact.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to... There's nothing to...
She's one of the three podcasts launching on Gas Digital next month.
I would sign her. If she wanted to... If she wanted a podcast, we'd give it a shot. Yeah. That would go. No, I mean, look, she's probably retarded, but
yeah,
good for her.
Just have her do that for an hour. Just go.
Why are you hating on her?
Because I was watching it, and I'm like, what the? This fucking Twatzone gets a goddamn
Twatzone
agency.
Oh,
like,
my own.
But she did it. That was fake.
No, I know. Now I know it's fake. So now I feel bad.
Okay.
I'm like, God damn it. All right.
But, you know, what are you?
We're not falling apart.
So you're one of these guys like, oh, I fucking work my ass off. I don't fucking have an agent.
For sure,
this bitch.
Yeah. I definitely have a little bit of that. Yeah.
You can't be that way.
A little bit.
You can't.
It's going away little by little.
Comparing yourself to retarded hot chicks.
Yeah.
I said this a long time ago. If you ever find yourself.
Can't beat them, join them.
If you ever find yourself comparing yourself to women in general. Guys will do this as well. They're like, they'll be talking about like some chick that has something going on in comedy. And I'm like, if you're ever just comparing yourself to a chick, like, look in the fucking mirror. Like, what is going on with you? Okay. Yeah. Women are in their own category. We're not competing with them. We're not really even competing with each other.
Right.
But some retarded bitch, like, yeah, she's going to get signed to an agency. She'll.
Yeah.
You know, do whatever. You know, certain people capitalize on the opportunity. I can't hate on
strike a bitch. While the iron's hot.
Yeah. I can't hate, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes people do it. Sometimes people nail it. That bitch who went crazy on the airplane, the Tiffany Gomez bitch.
Yeah. I mean, she tried to parlay that into a whole thing, right?
She did. She tried to become like a right wing, like fucking pundit. What is she doing now?
I don't know. Everybody just calls her a cunt every time she tweets.
Yeah, nobody likes her.
Like, the entire thing under it is like, who's go away, you dumb
Same thing with that N-word girl who started following me on Twitter. I don't think she realized how much I've been trashing her lately. The N-word girl? She started following me on Twitter because she saw our initial reaction and she shared it. Our initial reaction was like, oh, she's fucking toy. Give this girl rules. And then after 2 days, I was sick of her horseshit. I was like, shut up, bitch. Stop yapping. We don't want to listen to women give ideas. I'm sorry. What do you want me to say?
You're done with that stuff?
This is fucking crazy. Yeah. What are we doing? Yeah. If you find yourself listening to a women's ideas, look in the mirror. Who are you? You're a fucking
that nobody
man.
Should ever do.
That's
nobody.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I like that the Hawk to a Girl was like in the like those like Man on the Street videos where I've been seeing them all over the place, and I just have like this fantasy because it's always like dumb questions of like, does size matter and all that, like does height matter. Like, I just want to throw in just one, just rock their world, be like, does size matter, and then be like, yo, is free will an illusion? Yeah. And just see them fucking break down. Like one of those booby robots in Austin Powers.
There's one that I saw.
No, but they wouldn't even break down. They just go, wow. Yeah. It's like Lewis said, don't listen to their ideas. They would just walk away from you. They wouldn't retarded. Understand what you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to put more money in my meter. Here we go. So I saw one. Dude, I watched this for, I want to say an hour straight. I watched this fucking chick.
I'll watch it for an hour gay.
She, let me see if I can find her because I want you to pull her up. She's not even that hot, but whatever, she's hot enough that I just watched her just ask, I mean, 1,000 men in a row, kiss or slap. She goes, kiss or slap.
I've seen these.
You seen this bitch? It's like, kiss or slap.
There's a couple of them now, but the little blonde one?
She's not that little. She's kind of tall. She's fucking toy, doggy. Maybe. Yeah, this bitch is toy.
But she smacks the shit out of dudes?
No. They can either kiss her or they smack her ass. Yeah. And she, dude, her ass is fucking toy. And I watched this like I just scrolled.
Yeah.
Literally, slap her, kiss her, slap. Kiss their slap, and just over and over again.
And I like that the black guys always turn it to a grab.
Oh yeah, the black guys are like,
black dudes lift
they
her
finger
up
her
by
ass.
The fucking, yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah, fucking
black guys don't
like
give a
bowling
fuck.
Ball,
though,
like,
one guy smelled her asshole.
Yeah,
one guy went, "Yo, I'll slap it," and he went,
"Based." Yeah, nice.
Yo. Let's
any of these?
There's a few.
Let me
different...
see. Yeah, there's probably a lot of them. No, it's none of these. I mean.
Yeah, there's one.
Bitch, where am I? Why am I not happening upon kiss or slap bitches?
You got to go to the right.
The guy
place.
Didn't even take the helmet off to do the fucking interview.
No, it's none of these bitches, Shannon.
There's
I'm gonna get her name.
A Pog I've been seeing do it.
I'm gonna get her fucking name. This bitch is a tall, skinny, fucking blonde, plain Jane looking bitch.
I got to put you onto my Pog, dude.
Dude, this bitch.
I got a few Pogs in the Rolodex.
Oh, here she is. Here's the Shannon.
Term before.
Just tell me your name.
He grabbed. This black guy didn't know.
He grabbed.
I had to slap.
Oh my god, what is that?
He grabbed.
He didn't.
Oh my god, what is that?
Who is this bitch? Her name is. Is this her? No, this is a different person. No, that's not her. That's the girl I'm talking about. But this is on a. They all just take each other's fucking content and put it on different channels with different names.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, Shannon. I'm trying to find her name. She's pretty fucking toy. Here. Shannon, take my phone. You could see who I'm talking about and then try to find her. Hold on. Where did it go? Actually, I don't know if I want to give Shannon my phone. You freak. I don't know what you're going to fucking do, Shannon. She's going to look through all my photos. Try to find my cock.
You got pictures of the penis on there?
Pictures of my penis, of course. You have pictures of your penis in your phone?
No. No, nah, I'll just take
your penis
it.
On my phone.
Zach, please.
You don't have a picture of your cock in your phone?
Nah.
You don't have a picture of your cock in your phone?
I don't store them. It's attached to
you
me.
You don't have a picture of your cock in your phone?
Yeah.
I've seen it. Take a picture. It's right there.
Nah, I'm not against sending a
I have a picture of Zach's cock in my phone.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I'll just take it because I'm afraid of someone finding it.
You're afraid of someone finding it?
Yeah.
Mm. What do you think they're going to do?
Laugh at my dumb penis.
You have a little dick?
It's fine.
That's what men with little dicks say.
No, it's not at all. But I am looking forward to losing some weight because I think it's going to do wonders for my penis.
Pop out like a turkey fucking.
It does.
I think so, a little bit, yeah.
Definitely soft. It looks a little better.
Jorge, yeah. Do you have a picture of your penis in your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we see it?
Jorge, can I see the picture of your penis in your phone?
Jorge.
I actually am kind of curious.
Nice.
The accoutrement.
I kind of
want
to see. I bet Jorge's got a fat cock.
Dude. I bet Jorge's got a
definitely
I bet very coarse pubes.
Very coarse pubes, but he's got a fucking meat missile. Like, he's got
it's darker than we think.
Oh, for sure.
I think it's multicolored, yeah. Hmm. Like the top is lighter, but then the shaft is fucking
I took
darker.
A picture of
yeah,
my,
like a bomb pop with a septic.
I took a picture of my little dick yesterday while I was sunbathing. my little panger while I was sunbathing yesterday.
Was that just for you, or did you send it to someone?
That was just for me.
Oh, yeah, no, that is not to be shared.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought someone asked, like, what's up?
It's a sleepy sleep. yeah, no, that's great.
My flat ass.
No, I think you got a shitter.
No, dude. What a shitty ass.
Oh, man, that's worse than I thought.
Shannon, you want to see?
Dude, that's a slip disc ass.
Shannon wants to see my ass.
Oh, thank you.
Shannon, you don't want to see my ass? My
yeah. Somebody's
that ass had a mom injury.
Slip disc fucking cock inside it.
You don't want to see my little panger?
No, thank you.
You want to see my little ping ding?
I'm pretty sure I've seen pictures of everybody's
your little ping ding
before on the show.
Shannon!
I'm pretty sure I have.
Shannon!
I've seen Zach's. I've seen yours.
Shannon, if you had to
Oscars.
Suck mine or Zach's dick, gun to your head. Come on, Shannon, give me this one.
Penis to your head.
Shannon, give me this one.
Yeah, let him have it.
Come on, Shannon.
Zach would make the rest of my life totally fine. You would make the rest of my life miserable.
Are you talking about it? I would fucking walk around satisfied, finally. I would walk around, but you know what, Shannon?
He'd start painting. It's like when George W. Bush retired and everything. He's not such a bad guy.
Shannon, are you kidding
painting
me?
Painting ducks and shit.
I feel like you'd be so mean to me.
I saw that there was a Gravitron on sale for $65,000.
What the hell is a Gravitron?
You remember the Gravitron?
You spin around real fast and you stick to the wall in the amusement park.
$65,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like a UFO.
So yeah. I texted Shane and I was like, dude. And he goes, dude, we can afford this.
Get the fuck out. Dude.
No, Shane said I could afford this.
Well, I feel like I could kick in like $2,000.
Okay.
I'll kick in $2,000 for the Gravitron if I could just use it anytime I want to use it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to show a picture of your dick?
Or you got a soapy cock?
You're taking soapy cock?
Why is it so pointy?
He's got a parking cone for a cock.
Dude, it's definitely pointy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. They sharpened your pencil.
Yeah, what's going on? Did you show Shannon?
No.
Don't show Shannon.
Shannon, don't be an asshole. Shannon, why? Shannon, can we? Shannon.
I don't want to see it.
Can we see your pussy?
No.
Damn.
Shannon, please.
Showing dick pics in the picture.
I hope Shannon saw a good picture of my dick. No, you didn't. You saw a bad one.
I don't think I would have ever shown Shannon a bad picture of my dick. If Shannon's seeing a picture of my dick, it's on picture day, school picture day. Yeah. It's fucking. It's
got the lasers in the background. Yeah.
There's a picture of my dick and a small dick
howling at the moon.
Looking off.
It's wearing a suit. This was his best polo shirt.
Shannon is getting the best dick pic ever if Shannon's seeing my cock.
Of course. I mean, you can't see the worst version of a dick if you're the boss.
Yeah,
you gotta show up correct, dude.
Yeah. If your name's in the fucking title,
I feel
of
like
the
my
station,
dick is photogenic.
Okay. Smiles
like it I gets feel like, energy
no, no, no.
from the sun.
I feel no, it's photosynthesis.
Excuse me.
My dick is like it definitely looks better in photos than it does in real life.
It's because we take angles.
Yeah, like fat tricks.
Yeah, we all become like fucking Ansel Adams when we're taking pictures of our dick.
Incel
yeah.
Adams?
Yeah.
I do the thing where I grab from the base.
Yeah, of course.
And push all the way down so it looks like it could be a two-hander.
Yeah.
I'll take these two fingers and push down on the bush fat.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
And get like the extra oomph.
You got to take it like a Google picture, like an aerial shot.
Hmm. Yeah, so you can't see the double balls.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to look like a corn silo. That's what
I take mine like a Goo Goo Gaga picture because it looks like a baby's dick.
You're sending pacifier pics?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking pathetic.
It's dribbling shrimp peas out the hole.
My little dick fucking is in a bassinet. How come?
I also have big thighs, so my cock just looks small compared to my fucking big thighs.
Right.
Damn, dude.
We're all trying to push our dick down. Lewis is moving his fucking
well,
leg fat.
The other thing
way.
Is, I think the smarter way to do it is you take a picture of your dick, you make it look smaller, so then when the girl actually sucks it, she's like, okay. It's not bad.
I don't know. Because if you're trying to sell a house, you're not sending pictures of like fucking loose tiles and stuff.
You're not trying to sell the house. The problem is once they come and see the house and then they do the inspection.
Yeah. These rooms looked a lot bigger in pictures. Yeah. I don't know why.
I want to undersell it.
Yeah.
Undersell, over deliver.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah. And these bitches are like,
I'll tell them this dick has termites. You don't even.
Foundation's
you don't
even cracked.
Want anything to do with this.
It leaks.
See, this dick's
you know, legally, you got to tell somebody if somebody died in your dick.
Yeah, someone died sucking it. Yeah. It might be haunted.
It's got mold on it.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta.com. If you're over 21 years old and living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, which I think is almost every state at this point, you can get Delta 8 shipped right to your door. And I'm going to tell you right now, this stuff really genuinely works. I was skeptical at first until I ran out of regular weed and all I had was YoDelta Delta 8 sitting around. And I was like, let me try this. The gummies are super fucking potent. The vapes are crazy. They get me as high as any weed out there and it's cheaper and legal.
That's right. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to almost every state, and it gets you high. YoDelta has a great mix of gummies, vapes, and now pre-rolls for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, when you check out. You're going to save 25% off and have it shipped right to your door. Once again, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, let's get back into it. All right, this is a sad story, Shannon. Why would you even put this? Why would you try to make us sad, Shannon? It's a sad
story. I'm not sure which one.
Did another dog die?
70-year-old couple who met in kindergarten decide to die together via euthanasia.
Oh,
it's
that's
beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty
beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like the elderly in Asia. Come on now.
It's like a cheap type of
autumn.
Yeah, dude.
You're in that forest in Japan.
Shit, I'm trying to understand what is beautiful about this story. This is a sad story. These old people are dying together.
Is this in Canada?
One of them, it's
the Netherlands.
Is one of them terminally ill?
Okay,
they're just fucking doing it.
They're not really. One of them is in advanced stages of dementia, and the other one has had like chronic back pain forever, like debilitating back
pain. The Netherlands chronic back pain?
Oh, come on. Lewis, what the hell?
Hello, folks.
Hey,
yes, digital guy.
I just saw an awful picture of Lewis's Netherlands.
Gotcha.
So the woman is the one with dementia, and so she was diagnosed
that
with
that is
it.
Hard. That is hard to have your chick not remember you.
Yeah. Mm.
Because if you have dementia, it rules. Because you get to fuck a new chick every day, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Her having dementia, it's just like, oh, you whore. I bet you think it's a new cock, you slut.
Starts calling you Elroy.
Yeah.
So she was diagnosed 2 years ago, and it says now it's advanced to the point where she's like can't like form sentences anymore.
That's annoying.
The guy had to retire from his job several years ago. His like movement is like really limited. So they made the decision to do this together. The only issue is because I feel like this is like kind of nice. They never have to live without each other, but they have kids.
Oh,
yeah, so but they're old enough.
They're leaving their kids, which is the only kind of weird part.
How old are the kids?
Like they're adults. Yeah, they're adults.
Oh, they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
I think it's like pulling a Band-Aid off. You're going to lose one, lose the other. Yeah. Make it one fucking ceremony.
Yeah. They always say,
you don't got to watch the other one fucking live sadly without the fucking person they've been with their entire life. Yeah.
As the only person here is both parents are dead, right?
No, both my parents.
Both your
dead.
Parents?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
As long as yours.
Chris can attest to this. I'd rather one die at a time.
Yeah, that's how mine went, one at a time.
One at a time is a much better way to be.
Murder-suicide, I would have suspected one of them was gay.
Yeah. what did she find?
Yeah. I mean, how far apart did your parents die? Your dad died when you were a kid, and then your mom died when you were older, right?
My mom died when I was 23 or 22, when I was in Amsterdam. When I was in the Netherlands.
Wow, look at that.
My mom passed.
That's the sign.
Yeah, it's a sign. You should go fuck a corpse.
Yeah. Yeah, and...
were you bummed?
I was ecstatic.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
It's like, ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch is dead.
Finally lived my life.
No, I mean, I wasn't... Yeah, I was devastated in a weird way. I had a lot of, resentment with my mom at that time.
Yeah.
Like, unresolved resentment. Mm. So now I've, gotten over it and... You know, now I just fucking anytime.
Nobody gonna stay mad at somebody who's been dead for 20 years.
Anytime I swim in the ocean, I just scream and cry. That's okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a cry.
I mean, there's probably something a little freeing about that. Like both my parents are alive, and I would like to act as if my parents are dead. I would be a little more wild.
Well, I'll tell you this much. This is the cool thing because people sometimes will like, especially like internet trolls. They'll be like, yeah, dude, your fucking mom's dead. Bah, ha, ha, ha. And then I'm like. My reaction to that is like, I'm over it. Like,
yeah, you're going to have to deal with it.
You have to deal with it. And I was like, think
about
this.
You're so 2000 and late.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I'm going like, I was like, dude, like, I don't give, I was like, but think about this, dude. Your mom's going to die.
Yeah.
Your cunt fucking mother is going to die, right? Yeah. And you're going to think about this tweet at one point. Yeah. Just know that. You're going to actually think about this fucking tweet.
Well, also, their mother's going to slowly die. Your mom died the same way my mom died. It was just like a drug addict forever.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it was like, time to go.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She honestly, the way my mom felt when she died, she probably felt like fucking she was in heaven.
Yeah, probably.
And then she went straight to hell. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. She's like, it's so warm.
Click.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like how heroin addicts smoke meth before they do heroin so they can shoot up and down.
She was like, oh, this is so warm. Ooh. Getting warmer. Getting warmer.
Your mom's soul boiled like a frog. Yeah.
Got this pitchfork in my ass. So yeah, what happened?
For sure. Yeah, my mom, you know, she fucking...
Please tell me you saved the people who said, like, haha, your mom is dead. So when you follow them on Instagram and shit and they post, like, she was such a good woman, you just type back, asshole?
No. It's not. Yeah, I don't care that much. And I don't really wish death upon anybody, but I do think about that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm already over it. Like, you're going to have to deal with your parents dying one day.
Nope. Well, buddy of mine also.
Nope. They're going to live forever.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. All right. Yeah. I think they're going to live a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my mom has...
Isn't your dad very fat?
What the hell? No, he is. No, he is a big boy. And I think, he's going to go first, and then my mom's probably going to live till like 90-something.
My aunt's 87 years old. She celebrated her 87th birthday past Friday.
Yeah.
Took her out. It was great. Great time. Italian
food. Got her laid.
She got her fingered. It's
dancing
fine.
Bear.
And but I think about it, my aunt is like an old, unhealthy bitch.
Yeah, I don't want to live that old.
She doesn't exercise a day in her life. Well, no, I'm saying I do want to live that old.
Really?
I exercise. I eat somewhat healthy. I know I have a little bit of a debilitating alcohol and drug problem, but it's not that bad.
You seem to be doing fine.
You're right. I was actually talking to my therapist about this today.
Yeah.
And she was like, so did you decide? Because she told me I should quit one of my vices, which is alcohol, sex, and
therapy.
Weed.
Oh.
And she's like, did you quit one? And I was like, no, I did not. In fact, I think I've doubled down since we last spoke.
Yeah.
And Yeah, I fucking, I don't even know why I brought that up. What were we talking about?
Because Anna Marie doesn't exercise at all.
What was the therapist's reaction?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was saying that, I do drink every day, but I don't feel like it's like...
You drink every single day?
Almost, yeah.
Really?
And I'm drinking at home.
How much
you earlier
at all, really?
Do you drink a ton?
I started drinking yesterday at 11:15 a.m.
Nice.
I started drinking whiskey.
That don't count on
Let's
Sunday.
Let's get some drinks in here, Shannon.
But it's summer.
Round of drinks.
If you got a little bourbon, Shannon, I would take one.
Come on, come on,
2:23 p.m.
I would take some bourbon.
It's a little bourbon.
Yeah.
I love drinking, dude. You're going to have to take that bourbon from my cold, dead hands.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
I drink a little too much.
It is hard. Having the pool, every time I'm home now, I literally get up and I go, all right, pool time. And I just go in the backyard. You guys can come today. I'm doing pool time today, baby boys. I do it every day.
Sweet.
I'm going to go fucking drink bourbon at the pool. Fucking, yeah, Drew came last time.
Yeah, I saw that. That's sick.
He fucking came to the pool. Just me and Drew just chilling by the pool. It felt very baby reindeerish. I felt I was feeding him alcohol and weed. And like at one point, I was like, he's going to pass out. And I'm going to finger his butt.
Slip a finger
and there's
his
nothing
ass.
He can do about it.
That was the most disturbing part of that fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
Not the rape or anything.
Just a man getting fingered.
The finger in the ass.
You don't think about
like,
men
oh,
getting
oh,
fingered.
Oh, oh. Nah, goodness.
No, you don't think about men getting fingered.
Yeah, I mean, the summer you get a pass, dude. You're in an island state of mind.
Yeah, I really am. Summertime. Yeah. Summertime is something else. But I've been working out every day. I went for a run today.
That
I've been boxing
while drunk or earlier? Oh, no, you wake up, but you also...
I wake up at 7.
You're saying you're drinking in the afternoon, but yeah, you wake up at like 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning sometimes.
Yeah. I wake up super early. I'm a rising crying
guy. I've had texts from Lewis at 6 in the morning, like, you want to go to jujitsu, and I'm like, I'm sleeping on your couch. Yeah. Like you're.
I'm in the boxing gym every day at 8 a.m.,
and the drinking doesn't fuck with you at all? Like, it doesn't slow you down? Nothing?
No, really. I mean, I think I want to get on testosterone now because I am feeling more sluggish and, like, just not, you know, just
That's
not...
That's how I would describe that picture you showed me.
Yeah. My little slug?
Sluggish.
My little the trail on the fucking...
My little snail without
chair.
A shell?
Oh, he lost his home.
The little head poking out. Look at that.
Damn,
so
Lewis, no shell. Yo, pop that shell over, bitch.
Oh, get the salt.
Yeah.
What happened to our drinks?
There's no booze here. Do you want me to send somebody out?
How much time we got here? We got about half an hour left. Nah. How quickly can they get us bourbon?
It's not going to be worth it. It's going to take 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Sorry,
it's
boys.
It's going to be shit, Jim Beam.
Sorry, boys.
Tom is here. There's no way there's no booze here.
Tom, how is there not fucking bourbon here? We know bourbon? Jesus Christ.
Maybe that's why there isn't any.
Yeah, probably because Tom's a fucking thief. Thieving ass Tom. Yeah, but the summertime, I mean, that's the problem. I get up every day and then I fucking...
Enjoy your life. You earned it.
I am enjoying my life a little bit too much, I think.
How do you like afford like a house and a pool? That's nuts.
I don't know.
Being rich is like kind of gay.
So I'm not rich. Do not tell anyone I'm rich.
You're doing well.
I'm doing okay.
I'm doing okay.
I'm doing. It never feels good enough. This is the truth. And I don't like. I'm doing pretty well, and it feels like the walls are closing in and I want to kill myself. So
yeah,
I know that feeling.
I mean, the overhead,
yeah, I feel
seems
that way.
Crazy.
It doesn't feel any better. It doesn't feel like
oh, that's good to
and
know.
I well the thing is, and I'm obviously always looking toward the next thing and always wanting to expand and grow and do some new shit, but
or you could just kill yourself and that would be easier. Luckily you have a kid.
I can't. That's the problem.
That is true. I forgot about that aspect. You can't just off yourself.
Well, that's how suicide works. You live long enough for people to depend on you, and then you can no longer kill yourself.
Don't you
that's
have a
the
cat
only
now
can...
too or something?
No cat. No.
I thought he had a cat.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it's...
That's
never,
good to know. That feeling never goes away. That
never goes
good.
Away. I think
all
for
right.
most comics,
what are we
doesn't.
Doing here?
I think the same
I think
thing.
For most people.
Bobby Kelly told me that about Louie. You know, he was like, years ago, we were having this conversation because I've been feeling this way since the beginning, right?
Sure.
It never feels like it's good enough. It's all peaks and valleys,
well, it's
right?
Not. It's and not. You keep those thoughts.
The peaks now are, or the valleys now are substantially higher than the peaks were when I started. I mean, I'm talking about like, you know, it's fucking crazy the way it goes. But I remember talking to Bobby Kelly about it and he was like, yeah, he was like, Louis has the same conversation with me. He was like, Louis won an Emmy last year for a show. He was like, now that's his standard. If he doesn't win an Emmy, it goes beyond money. It goes beyond whatever you're, if eventually if you're that rich, it's not about money anymore. Now it's about status of maybe a
yeah, these guys, they say Bill Gates is doing all this medical shit because he just wants to win a Nobel Prize, and that's the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, there's just something
and
else.
Whatever, you get $1 million for winning a Nobel Prize. It's worth billions of dollars.
Yeah, that means it's not the money. It's just about whatever your personal metric is for greatness. Right now, my metric is fucking making money and giving my son some nice things in life. Like, that's a metric for me. But if money wasn't an object, maybe it would be fucking something else. Maybe it would be just, you know, doing the best fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, right now I just
want to get an island and then trick a bunch of royalty to fuck children on it. That's like the next goal for you.
Maybe the biggest.
I mean, that is so rich if you're fucking kids.
That's a great idea.
So fucking. That's
how you know you made it.
That's decadent.
Yeah.
That is gluttony. That's one of the sins.
Bro.
When you have a bunch of.
Bro, what are you eating, truffles?
Yeah.
Think about it. Out of a young boy's asshole.
Yo. You have a bunch of 6-year-olds pouring your bird and you made it.
The fanciest foods are like veal, caviar.
That's true. Yes. Yeah.
Quail.
The baby of fish.
Foie gras.
Yeah, yes. Foie gras.
But we were saying on Durag,
fish
it's
fry.
Like lamb. You really do
lamb
have
is my
to
shit.
Like
lamb
earn,
is another one.
You have to earn fucking kids. Like, you have to get to that status. Like, when a poor dude fucks a kid, it's kind of like, who do you think you are a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they get caught?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you jump steps.
Yeah.
Well, that's a
start
true,
a business.
That's a true sicko, a poor
right,
guy.
Right, that's a freak.
That's a sick, sick individual. A poor person who fucks a kid. If you're rich and you fucked a kid,
it's because you ran out of things to fuck.
right.
If you're poor and you fuck a kid, that was your first choice.
If you're a billionaire and you're fucking children on an island somewhere, the rules got away from you. You just got a little bit.
It's like
too...
Mick Jagger sucking a cock in the '70s.
Well,
like, I gotta do something.
Well, it's like
Brando
you would
Richard Pryor. You gotta give it a shot.
You know, fucking what's his name? Steve Jobs would always he didn't put license plates on his car ever because he just didn't like the way it looked. And then he would always park in like handicap spaces too because he was like, "Fuck that! I don't care. I'll just pay the tickets." And he would just drive at 100 miles an hour. He didn't have. He was like, "I'm above the. I'm so rich that I'm above these rules of the road.
These peasant rules.
That's what those rich people who fuck kids are doing.
I don't subscribe it's just to the binary
I'm not saying,
of age.
And by the way, I'm not saying it's right. I wouldn't do it.
Of course not. Of course.
But I'm just pointing out what's happening there. Yeah. Is they're just hitting the fucking highway and they're going. They don't give a
right
shit.
Into a child's ass.
They're on the autobahn. They're on the autobahn right up a kid's poop chute.
You're giving child butts raspberries. Oh my God,
dude. Where they're going, they don't need roads.
Yeah, absolutely. But dude, I mean, you're getting there right now. You're with the,
you're getting there.
Yeah, yeah. With the success of Gas Digital, you're at teens.
Oh hell yeah, dude. Thank you. Thank you very
much. And I don't say that lightly.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
You have
to
work your way up to your girlfriend having diaper rash.
Let's
You'll
see.
Get there at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you when you fuck her, you hold her legs up like you're about to wipe her.
Shannon, what is this? What is this 25-year-old girl that died? What happened here? What is this story?
New death just dropped?
Okay, so I want you guys to try to guess how it is that she possibly died, but I'm going to show you some pictures of how beautiful she is.
Let's see. Oh, hell yeah.
Transitioned.
All right, her pussy was so tight that it imploded her body and she disappeared into a black hole.
Whoa.
This girl has a tragic fucking death.
Yeah. I feel like this is like Lewis's dick looks better in pictures.
That is also true, yeah.
Those are filters.
Aneurysm while taking the bar exam.
She see some
fell
more
off a yacht.
Shannon, is there any context clues from the pictures?
No.
Can you give us a hint?
Murder. Was it violent?
You know, Shannon, hold on. I bet you if you type into ChatGPT, be like, this girl died this way. I want to give my friends a hint so they can guess who it is. They would give you a good hint.
Okay, let's try.
You guys got to start using fucking AI more. These guys think they're better than AI. That's the problem with the production team. All of them.
Blame Shannon.
They think they're better than the fucking technology that's available to us right now. It's crazy.
Was it tragic what happened to this chick?
I mean, yeah, she's 25 and dead.
She's 25 and dead, yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine.
That's one of those cool 25-year-old deaths.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Shannon, was it violent?
She was trying to rape a hotter chick, and that chick killed her.
I think you have to ask it in a different way.
Shannon, was it a violin?
No, it was not a violin.
Sorry, I'm doing word association.
I like that.
Is she still in one piece?
You have to ask a different question.
Was she wearing a one piece?
I don't know the answer.
Helicopter?
No.
She exploded. Of some way. Because you wouldn't know if she's in some one piece. Shannon, you're in one piece if she exploded, by the way. You're not exploding unless it was like a grenade.
Yeah, small pieces.
Strapped to her chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More than likely, she's just one charred piece.
Okay. Did she drown?
No.
Did her car get wrapped around a telephone pole?
No.
Did she fall from a hot air balloon?
No. Whoa.
Did she fucking slip going cliff jumping?
Skydiving.
No, but you guys are interestingly getting closer.
Hang gliding.
So it had something to do with water.
No.
Parasailing.
Did she fall out the window of a building in Dubai?
No.
Yeah, was she on
did
vacation?
Did she fall out a window?
No.
Was did it she like fall off a roof?
Did she fucked a black guy and her father killed her?
No. Did she fall through a skylight?
No, you're getting there. Zach's getting close.
Wait, she fell out of a plane? What
did you say?
I said a building.
She fell, though. She fell.
Yeah, yes.
She fell.
Fell. Yeah. What the hell did she fall off? The Space Needle.
Ooh.
Shannon, did she fall off of a hot air balloon?
No.
Did she fall out of a passenger plane?
No.
That was an old
did
riddle.
Did she fall off a friend's shoulders?
No. What the fuck could this dumb bitch fall off of? What the fuck? I can't figure
that's
it out.
That's the name of this segment.
Shannon, dip that. Was it something that was moving?
What did this dumb bitch fall off of this week?
Shannon, was it something that was moving?
No.
Was she car surfing?
No.
Wait, she fell off?
Oh, like Teen Wolf?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she fucking died like Teen Wolf. She deserved her fucking death, you stupid bitch.
You get pile-drived into the
fucking
cement.
You fucking asshole. You're a woman. Yeah. You don't have the balance for that.
Yeah. You don't have the grip strength either, no matter how many guys you jerked off at spring break, you stupid whore.
You deserve that death, you dumb bitch. How dare you fucking surf the fucking top of that
van? What's wrong with you? Biff couldn't do it.
Hmm.
So I'll tell you that she was. This happened in the morning in her apartment in southern Italy.
Yes, everyone's morning. She
did she fall off her balcony?
No.
She fall off the fucking.
Wait, did she slip
Pompeo
on some pasta?
Fucking volcano.
No, can I just give the answer?
Leaning tower.
No, I don't want to hear it. I want to guess.
I like guessing.
Yeah.
Okay. In the morning in her apartment in southern Italy.
Southern
she fell
Italy.
In the shower?
Did she choke on a super sad?
She tripped putting out the fire in her mother's mustache.
Did she die being a gay man?
She's Italian.
Yeah. So she's retarded.
Yeah.
She fell off the Colosseum.
Yeah.
No.
She slipped in the bucket of shit to keep the flies off her. Remember that?
All right, Shannon, give us another hint. Come on. Did ChatGPT give us a hint?
No, it told me a whole story.
I don't want to know.
It like made up its own story.
Okay.
Oh, ChatGPT. Fuck.
So she fell inside or outside?
So this is in her apartment.
She fell
in her
apartment
building, rather.
Yeah, did she slip in a
shower? She fell in
an
elevator shaft. Elevator.
Was that what happened?
Yes.
Bingo. Who guessed that? Somebody said it.
Everyone did.
We all did at the same time.
She was like in her apartment. We're like, elevator. Does she not know that there was no elevator
so
when she opened the door?
She hit the button and stepped through the doors when
asshole.
They opened and fell straight into the void.
How the fuck does that happen?
Not noticing that the elevator was still four floors down. She just wasn't paying attention.
Nope.
She died on impact.
Wow.
That sucks.
It was on the way to hell anyway.
Yeah. At least she died on impact. That's nice.
That is nice.
Also, the way that her father found her was he was calling her and heard the phone ringing.
Isabella!
Oh, Maron!
Isabella! Julieta! Mamma mia!
Isabella!
Isabella, we know we were going to eat a pizza. Fuck.
Wow.
On her t-shirt, did it say, now I have a machine gun, ho, ho, ho?
How did it, how did her father find her, Shannon? I'm sorry.
He said that he was calling her because he couldn't find her, and then he heard her phone ringing and followed the sound of the ringing to the elevator.
You imagine that? You're getting on the elevator, you hear your daughter's phone ringing on top of it.
Playing some goofy Italian song.
Maybe it's because I'm the only father here. You guys are fucking real assholes. What the fuck's wrong with
you?
She's white as fuck, dog.
Yeah.
Was the
puddle
still... Dude,
Italian bitches are fucking...
Hairy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They're
that
toys.
Is true.
Smelly.
Italian bitches are toy as fuck.
That's her boyfriend, not her father.
No, that's her...
That's her father.
Yeah.
She's 21?
Oh, man.
This is her 21st birthday. She's 25. She
looks
25.
Like his name is Vincenzo.
That's it.
Her last thought was, wow, the elevator looks weird. Wow, did they do work on here?
I feel a draft.
This seems faster than usual.
Wow. Wow, that is sad, Shannon.
Going up.
Your floor, sir.
But only four floors. You would assume that she wouldn't die on impact with only a four-floor drop.
Mm.
That's a weak
one. See how tiny
that's
she was?
I don't know, man. Four floors, like, in a metal shape. Yeah. I mean, also, she probably bounced around in there a little bit.
On top of the elevator, like the motor and the wires to smash into them.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Why didn't she just grab the string, though? She could have just grabbed the rope.
Oh, you're not grabbing that fucking
thing. Ooh, it's going to burn your hands.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather die.
You see that asshole when he
zipped? I'd rather die.
He was fucking ziplining and the cord broke and he used his hand to try to grab it. Just to
stand in the
field all the way back.
What are you supposed to do in that situation? Nothing?
Die. There's nothing you can do.
I tried to do that once. So it wasn't a zip line. My neighbor had a dog leash.
What's up, Alex?
My neighbor had a dog, it was like a metal cord that went from like a tree or something that went all the way down to like the woods. And it was like, it was a, what do they call it? A lead?
Zip line, right?
It's a lead for a dog, right?
Okay.
So they would attach a leash to that line and this dog could zip.
Oh, I see.
And it was pretty long. I mean, I'm remembering it now as an adult.
Yeah, it's like a dog or like a retarded kid. You don't want to.
Yes, exactly.
You want him to get his energy out.
But this went, it went essentially from their house all the way down into the woods, which I mean, I would say like, you know, maybe an eighth of a mile was like the length of this line, right? And it was thick metal, like cord or whatever, like whatever it was. And I remember just nobody was even there. It was just I decided to do this by myself that I was going to take a belt.
Oh, no, like Home Alone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the way kids think.
Yeah.
I didn't think beyond I'm going to do this. What happens when I get all the way now? To understand it, I have to like almost fucking draw it for you guys. So let's say this is the
house. How far did you get?
Listen, I'm going to show you. This is the house, right? There's like a pole there, right? Where the zip line is. The line went all the way into the woods over here. And here's what happens. This went, this land, this one here, it kind of dipped down into a hill.
Oh.
So it was attached to a tree that was really tall over here, right?
The cord gets progressively higher as the ground goes.
Yes.
Oh, no. So it's the opposite of gravity taking you.
So I'm this tall, right? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking zip line to this tree over here without any thought of
it doesn't slant at all. It just goes straight across.
Dog, it goes straight across. And I'm going like, well, how do I, like, even when I get to the tree, how would I get down? There's no climbing down this tree.
Yeah.
This was the most ill-conceived plan that I've ever
That's
had.
That's Puerto Rican physics right there. Yeah. They think they could solve everything with a belt.
I was like,
his mother did.
Yeah, I was going to say, belts are a hot commodity in his house.
Doggy, I swear to God, I was like, dude, I'm gonna fucking do this. Nobody was there. There was nobody rooting me on. No friends were like trying to like fucking egg me on to do this. This was just me and my thoughts. I was like, dude, I'm gonna fucking zip line to this thing with a belt. This was all I thought about.
Yeah.
I got my belt and I fucking strapped it on the thing and I fucking went to go kick off. And the belt shifted like that, and my finger rubbed along the metal cord and just peeled back the skin. Yeah. And I fell down immediately, and I cried, and I was like, that was that.
Yeah.
But I really think about it, I could have died.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
That could have happened when I gained speed, when I was 20 feet in the air. That could have happened.
Yeah.
I could have gotten to the tree. died.
Yeah. If you made it, you still could have died.
Dude, it was either that happened or I died. There was no surviving this. It's so crazy when I think about what I almost did and how fucking stupid kids are.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You have a kid and you go like there. It's not even like I wasn't being a bad kid. I wasn't being like I wasn't also like super adventurous. I wasn't like, ooh, I'm like a daredevil. I was just having a dumb kid thought and I didn't think beyond.
Right.
Multiple children have died opening an umbrella and jumping off a roof.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking I remember
Mary
I jumped.
Poppins lied to us all.
I jumped off my aunt's back porch with an umbrella. Now it wasn't enough to kill me, but it was enough to fucking send shooting pains through my feet.
Yeah. it doesn't slow you down at all,
dude. Being a fat kid, you guys won't get this, dude. But you know, just simply jumping off of something that tall and the shooting pains it sends up both of your legs.
Yeah, that was right on your heels. Yeah.
You feel your knees hit you right in the chin.
Yeah, dude.
You hit the ground.
That's only a thing that fat kids understand. Like
I've been there.
Simply jumping off one step and it hurting.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, because you've
been
sitting for a while.
I've been a fat fuck, too, when I was a kid. I did a fucking elbow drop off my banister thinking, like, it wouldn't hurt. It knocked the fucking wind out of me.
Sure.
I laid there for fucking an hour. Just
stupid shit. We used to. I never did it, but my friends would jump off of this kid's like the roof of his shed.
Yeah.
And just do like a roll. Like they would do like a monkey roll. They'd hit the ground and just roll.
Yeah.
But you had to like land perfect. This kid broke his arm doing it. I mean, in front of me, he fucking just broke his arm and cried, and that was that. And what do you expect? You're jumping off of a roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing like. My friend, James, he has a friend who's kind of like that, like a little adventurous. Uh-huh. I'm going like, don't give me your adventure shit, dude. I want my kid to be a fucking dork. I want him to fucking, he doesn't need to come home with fucking, bruises and scrapes and fucking.
Off the roof.
No, none of that shit.
When we were younger, though, Jackass came out and we were slamming each other with fucking shopping carts into curbs and stuff like that.
Yeah, we were making home videos and shit.
Yeah, we were too big of pussies. We all did it.
Me and my friends were just too big of pussies to hurt each other.
Yeah. My
so that
fire.
Wasn't, that just wasn't our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were funny. We were funny as fuck. We would do funny shit. But we weren't, we just weren't trying to hurt each other. Like, I remember I said, like, I had a shitty car and we would, like, we would do donuts and, like, when there was snow, we'd, like, do donuts in the parking lot. Yeah. Like, but then we would just, like, drive it, like, full speed into banks of snow and just, like, crash into it. It was like,
Oh,
dude, I remember I was walking home one night and I just saw a fucking car intentionally swerve into a snowbank and two guys fall out. And. They go, yo, Fago, we're on acid. You want to get in the car? And I was like, of course. Nothing can go wrong.
We just had no understanding of, like, you just think you're invincible. You don't really see. We just did stupid shit. We drove around during a hurricane once. Like, it was during, like, a huge hurricane. And my car was just, like, a shit car. Like, I didn't have brakes. I didn't have, like, it was all bald tires. Like, it was just, like, so dangerous. I remember my buddy John Hickey just... He was like, dude, I'm going to piss. And we were driving full speed in the hurricane. And he got out of the car where his, like, he had, like, one arm back. And his body was all out of the car. And he was pissing out of the car while we were just swerving through the streets during a hurricane. It was so dangerous.
Yeah.
Jesus,
I got pulled over once hanging out the passenger side of my buddy's car. We got pulled over. I'm dumping a beer into the sunroof of the car next to us. We had just stolen 300 PBRs from a rave. They were in the trunk. Luckily, the cops did not pop the trunk.
That's so funny. It's just stupid.
I used to lay in the back of my friend's pickup truck and set up like the Undertaker when we stopped next to people and scared the shit out of them. I'm 36 years old. The funniest thing I've ever seen, there was a video my friends did. They were doing like a Jackass type of thing.
Yeah.
And there was an Outback Steakhouse in Secaucus. With all glass walls.
Yeah.
And there was a family eating, and my friend Mike Healy took his pants down, put his asshole on the glass while his family's eating, and took a full shit.
No.
But it went down the glass like the wacky wall crawler. And then he ran into the... I'm 36 years old. Yeah. I'll never laugh like that again.
Dude, playing poop games as a kid was the best, dude. Yeah. Well, one time my friend... it was kind of obscure. Like, went to our friend's dad's place of work and the dad's home and said hi and then just took a shit on the lawn outside of where he works and just put a napkin on top of it. And then we just walked away. And that was it. Just knowing the poop was there was enough. We did poop sock, too.
What the hell is that?
Pooped in a sock and threw it at stuff.
Oh,
kind of self-explanatory.
I'm thinking pink socks.
I've told them before. We used to do piss pucks.
Yeah,
piss pucks.
Yeah, you get a bunch of like Dixie cups and you pee just this much in them, and put them in the freezer.
Oh, nice.
And you can put them in people's like mail slots in their front door. So the next day, are like, how did somebody piss inside the front of my house?
It's a delayed piss response.
If somebody's window was cracked in their car, we would put like three on their front
seat.
That
was the best when somebody had a cracked window in their car and you just stuff shit in there. That was always the most fun.
Yeah.
We stuffed barbecue sauce in somebody's fucking Mercedes.
I recently, way too recently, put a booger underneath somebody's door handle of their car.
That is fucking nasty.
Yeah, because they parked so close to my car. Dude, I couldn't get out. I was like, are you out of your
fucking
mind?
Nasty shit.
I fucking tore the biggest fucking wettest booger.
You feel like in your sinuses?
It snaps and then kind of wraps around your finger, and I went right under the handle. I was like, you fucking bitch.
And you're like, what kind of psycho parks like that?
I think it was my senior year of high school.
What a lunatic.
Somebody, it's also a dumb move because you know the other guy's leaving before you.
Right.
He deserved that booger.
I watched a guy and his girlfriend get in a car after somebody had smeared shit all over his first seats.
And they both got in the car, and I just see the girl get out covered. In, her whole back was covered.
I would break up with her right there. There's no way you could ever get that back. Her fucking friend Rich Travis at one of those like eighth grade dance canteens. We were all sitting in the back smoking weed, and we're in the cafeteria because that's how we're fucking. What? Dude, he takes out his fucking uncircumcised dick and pisses in the fucking deep fryer.
That's so scary. Was it on?
No, it was off. But he pissed in the fucking oil. Next day, we're watching the kids eat the French fries. Oh, I was like, I'm good. I don't need nothing from there.
Dude, having piss deep fried into the food you're eating is just another level of
onion
like
onion rings are tangy.
I mean, it would probably burn away any. Would it burn away any flavor? Do you think that
I think so. I think it's too fucking hot that the piss would just die.
Do you think the piss would all just die? Or there'd be little
be
piss.
Concentrated.
A little bit. Yeah, dude, it activates it.
Makes it into clumps. Yeah. Like when you come in the shower and it's too hot.
What?
You never had? Like,
yeah, it makes
you. No, something's wrong with your
clump. Yeah, it makes egg whites.
Oh, shit.
Look at Alex.
Alex is not happy right now.
Alex looks naked.
No, she just has morning sickness.
From where I'm sitting, Alex looks completely naked, by the way.
Fuck him. Great Alexandra Scarlato. Folks, let's see.
Sea monkeys.
Doctor urges companies to give menstrual leave to female employees. This is crazy. Shannon, you put this on here. You put this on here on purpose because you think that we're going to have some sort of conversation about giving you guys leave for your period.
A doctor said this?
A doctor said this.
There might be something.
Wait, a female doctor?
That's
not really
a
doctor,
though. Chris, that was a great question.
Yeah.
Is this a female doctor?
Because I don't believe in those.
Yeah, that's not real.
Shannon, who said this? What is the background?
It is a female doctor.
Boo.
The reason why I put it on was actually to bait you, though, because...
You right through her hand, right like putty, Lewis.
You can masturbate me in your hands if you'd like.
Masturbate me.
The doctor said that on top of the women getting the couple of days a month off, that men should also get those couple of free days off a month.
So and no one works for 5 days a month? Yeah.
No,
we shut down society?
Like, no, like 2 days. 2 days a month.
You mean
your heavy
end?
Your heavy flow days?
Yeah, like the shittiest days.
And, the days and where there's like little clumps of
hand.
Of body.
Chum.
Yeah.
Chum. You
catch
pussy
sharks
chum
with it. Yeah. Track bluefish.
Yeah, and they said that men then would in turn get two personal days of their own choice.
Mm. Mm. That's actually very... All right, now I'm 40. All
right. And there's also like, a few countries that have already... enacted this.
This is retarded.
Let me guess. It's like
this is very European.
Fucking
we need
Switzerland
to be working more.
And shit.
Spain, Japan, Indonesia, South Korea, Taiwan, Vietnam, Zambia.
I have the Viet's.
Zambia.
Zambia.
They got jobs in Zambia. Yeah. I don't fucking
more like
Clampia. Fucking pussies, right, Rob?
Pussy, got yeah, let's go.
No, I look. You're fine. You can fucking work with a little bit of flow, Shannon.
It's not, you don't know anything, Lewis. It's not about the flow.
What is it about?
It's about equal rights?
No.
No?
No, but that's not the part. It's about...
Scared of bears.
But they didn't say that these girls are actually park rangers.
Shannon, what? Tell me, please.
It's not... Yeah, it's not about like how much you are bleeding. It's about your...
Hold on. Jorge.
It's not about how much you're bleeding. Mm. It's about your mental state. You feel tired. You feel crampy. Mm-hmm. You're hormonal. It's all those things.
Your uterine lining is scraping against each other in the most fucking awful fucking looking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but what happens when I'm moody one day
then
and
you
I'm
get
simply
the day.
Yeah, but I'm just saying what happens when you're moody another day?
You gotta choose your moody.
Yeah.
What happens when you're, you know, you fucking eat some gluten and you don't feel good and your mom, you think about your mom beating you when you're a kid and you're just fucking like just not really feeling like $1 million bucks.
Because
that's my life every fucking day.
PMSing where the P is Puerto Rican.
Yeah, dude.
Depressed Lewis sucks.
Yeah, dude. Every day of my fucking life.
Yeah.
He's gay.
This whole time I thought Lewis was a happy guy.
I'm happy. I'm fine.
Yeah, you seem like you're doing good.
Yeah. You're looking jacked and tan.
Thank you, bro.
You look pretty tan.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I'm depressed. I'm lonely.
Dude, I spent four days at Lewis's house. I think on the fourth day he was going to be like, do you want to just live here?
Yeah, dude. I was like, Zach, you can move in.
We were just hanging out.
Just having fun, dude. I'm fucking depressed. I'm alone now, dude.
What about getting a ferret?
I go into my home every day and I fuck. You can't fuck a ferret.
Oh, yeah. That's, well, I mean, you could.
They're cock-shaped.
Yeah, you got to duct tape it first so it doesn't explode.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this. We're wrapping it. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching this amazing Wednesday episode of the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday. Exclusive show just for the subs. Make sure you guys subscribe to Guest Stars. We'll use that promo code RAP.
You dirty little fucking subs.
We love the
subs. I bet when you
here.
Fuck a ferret for 1 second, it looks like you have a huge ferret-shaped thing.
We're out. Prehensile.
Good night. Peace.
That's all, folks.